Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, the 1st of October. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers have returned from their bye week off. Head coach Mike McCarthy had the guys practicing late Monday afternoon. It was a time to heal for the Packers, and McCarthy says the overall health after the week off appears okay.
My general sense is we improved. We had a number of guys test today. We'll have that information for you on Wednesday.
But several frontliners did not practice, like Clay Matthews, JerMichael Finley, James Starks, John Kuhn, Casey Hayward, Jared Bush. One player who did return was safety Morgan Burnett. He's been struggling with a hamstring injury that forced him to miss the first three games of the regular season. He really enjoyed being back on the field.
Yeah, it felt real good. It was exciting. It was almost like, you know, a kid waiting the night before Christmas. I was real excited about getting back up here, getting back on the field. So I felt like a little kid at the candy store. It was fun being out there.
Burnett, almost unrecognizable, though, in the locker room. For gone are his dreadlocks, a look he has sported since high school.
Had to go home and get a new look. Something I felt was time. You know, my mom has been on my case for about 5 years about it, so that really made her day, so I did it for her.
Eddie Lacy feeling better. In fact, McCarthy says he is full goal for the Lions game. Jonathan Franklin also practicing, but that's two healthy backs for the Pack. So they activated Michael Hill off the practice squad. Undrafted rookie free agent who was with the San Diego Chargers in training camp signed with the Pack on September 2nd. He said his entrance to an NFL roster had little fanfare.
Actually, I just walked in and saw my name on the depth chart and win the meetings and then signed my contract right there.
What was that moment like for you?
Oh, it was awesome, but just got to be on top of stuff and make sure I get in the book, extra, and be ready.
We'll find out on Sunday. Monday Night Football had the New Orleans Saints beat the Miami Dolphins rather handily, 38-17. The final, Drew Brees went 30 of 39 for 413 yards and four touchdowns, two to Jimmy Graham. Just another night's work for Sean Payton's quarterback.
You know, he was at a real sharp level. You know, he did a good job with his progressions, protected the football well. He was outstanding.
The Saints improved to 4-0 with the victory. As for the Dolphins, they are now 3-1 under former Packer offensive coordinator Joe Philbin. Says his quarterback Ryan Tannehill struggled, three interceptions and a costly second quarter fumble that helped turn the game around.
While we hadn't played great up to that point in time, we were right in the ball game, hanging around with opportunity, and it was a big giveaway. I mean, that's not a good formula. Most of the game we were -2. I believe we ended up -3. Not a good formula for us.
Other NFL notes, Jake Locker, Tennessee Titans quarterback, out of the hospital. He was held overnight Sunday, but the diagnosis not good. That hip injury could keep him out 4 to 6 weeks. New England Patriots have lost their massive nose tackle Vince Wilfork with an Achilles tendon rupture that occurred in their victory over Atlanta on Sunday night. Major League Baseball's race for the playoffs had to go one extra day. The 163rd game at Tampa Bay faced Texas for the second wild card spot, and the Rays beat the Rangers in Arlington 5-2. Evan Longoria with a two-run home run in the third inning, and David Price went the distance, a complete game victory, his first ever against the Rangers. He allowed 7 hits as the Rays advanced to the playoffs.
It means a lot. You know, we've had our struggles, we've had our ups and downs, we've had our, you know, fair share of injuries, especially with the starting staff, and for guys to step up and step in and do what they've done for us all year long, you know, 163 game season, it's huge.
As for the Rangers, after winning back-to-back American League pennants, Ron Washington's club has been eliminated in single games in each of the last two seasons.
Disappointed because we certainly expected to keep moving on, but it just didn't happen.
The Rays now head to Cleveland for Tuesday night's American League wild card game. Denny Salazar will face Alex Cobb. It's just one and done. The winner will move on to take on the Boston Red Sox. And in the National League, the wild card matchup will have Pittsburgh hosting Cincinnati. These two teams played a pair of series in the final week and a half of the season. Francisco Liriano for the Pirates, Johnny Cueto for the Reds, the winner to get fellow division rival St. Louis. The other two division series are set in the American League. Detroit will host Oakland beginning Friday, and in the National League, Atlanta will host the LA Dodgers beginning on Thursday night. Milwaukee Bucks opening training camp on Tuesday. Media day on Monday for new head coach Larry Drew, who's got an overhauled roster to deal with. Only four returning players for the Bucks, and there's not an all-star on the roster. Does Drew think they need to have one to win?
It'd be nice to have an all-star. It'd be very nice. Does somebody have to be one? I don't think so. You know, I think you can assemble a group of guys together and you know, you get everybody on the same page, sky's the limit.
One of the newcomers, Wisconsin native Caron Butler, on what he can bring to the Bucks.
Experience, my battles, preparation, you know, meeting with these guys already probably a couple days ago. We had dinner and just talked about, you know, expectations and where did we see this team going, the direction.
The only four holdovers from last year's playoff team, Larry Sanders, John Henson, Ersan Ilyasova, and FK Udo. A couple of other notes on the Bucks. Carlos Delfino, who's back with the team after a couple of seasons in Houston, is in a walking boot, a setback from offseason foot surgery. And Junior Cadugan, the Marquette Golden Eagle point guard, was released from the Bucks training camp roster over visa issues. Cadugan, a Canadian national. Speaking of Canada, their national sport begins tonight. The National Hockey League season faces off. The defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks will face the Washington Capitals at the United Center. They'll host the championship banner. Toronto's in Montreal. Winnipeg is in Edmonton. And the National Hockey League Players Association has adopted a new icing rule. No longer will be a race to the goal line in order to avoid some of the collisions on the end boards. The new imaginary icing line will be between the dots in the faceoff circles. A nice rule change for player safety. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.